The players and producers of the Blind Youth Audio Project of 2013 present The Challenge.
Ray, over here.
Hey, Richie.
There's a seat just to your left.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm Heather. I'll be your server. I'm sorry, but we don't have any Braille menus.
A regular menu will be fine.
It's not large print.
My phone has a magnifier app.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
I get really tired of explaining how I do things.
She's just trying to help.
I have your menus and water. I'll just put your hand on the glass, sir.
I can find it, thank you.
It's no trouble. Here you go.
Please let go of my hand and go away.
Sorry.
What was that about?
People who wouldn't dream of touching sighted strangers can't wait to put their hands on someone blind without asking and without taking no for an answer.
Really? It can't be that bad.
You don't think so?
It's hard to believe.
How about a bet? You go through the world as a blind person for one day. If you aren't treated like less than a grown-up at least three times, then I will sing a song right here in this coffee shop to apologize for my misinterpretation of all of these good people. But if you are, you'll have to sing a song about how patronizing and rude sighted people can be to the tune of Amazing Grace. Deal?
That's way too easy. You're on. How are we going to set this thing up?
I have a spare cane and a pair of dark glasses that will keep people from seeing your eyes move.
I think I can fake the cane technique, but we'll need a way for both of us to track this thing.
You have your phone, I have mine.
I'll comb my hair down to cover up the Bluetooth.
Perfect.
How's it going?
Fine, except that everybody is staring at me.
How does that make you feel?
Like a freak.
That's one.
That really shouldn't count. They're not doing anything. They just think I can't see them.
Right, because we can't possibly know when people stare at us.
I'm coming to a corner now.
Don't watch the light. Just listen to the cars and the other pedestrians. Walk when they walk.
Got it.
Come on, honey. I'll get you across.
Hey, Grabby, let go of me.
Have it your way, fool. But don't blame me if you get hit by a car. Good luck in the emergency room.
Wow, that was weird.
And that's two.
I'm nervous and confused now. I don't know what I'm doing. Ugh.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, my mistake.
Oh no, don't worry about it. Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
What's your name?
Richard.
I'm Cecilia. Cece.
I love your perfume.
Thank you.
Don't look at her, Richie.
I'm trying not to.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Do you live around here?
Pretty close.
What would you say to a cup of coffee? I know there's a place about a block from here. We could talk.
Here it comes.
Oh, that's very sweet. Really, but no. Sorry.
Why not?
I don't date cripples.
Ow!
That's three, Richie. Come on in.
Man, that really hurt.
I'll be at the coffee shop. Start thinking of lyrics.
Wow, just... ow!
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. This is my friend Richard.
Hi.
He's been learning how the world treats people with low vision, and he wants to share his insights with you in the form of song. Go ahead, Richie.
Okay, here goes. We think the white cane really means reach out to show we care before our fingers touch that arm. Be sure they're welcome there.
Jonathan Taylor Cantz played Ray. Scott Coons played Richard. Heather Simmons played the waitress. Cindy Bennett played the grabby lady. Heidi George played the rejector. Script development was by John, Heather, Heidi, Scott, Patricia Garcia, and Robert Perry. Special thanks to the blind youth musicians for playing the coffee shop crowd.
And a very special thanks to Rachel Bowman on the saxophone for the beautiful outro music. The scribe was Jesse Minkert. The vocal coach was Meg McLinn. The engineer was CJ Lathenby. The project director for the Blind Youth Audio Project is Joan Rabinowitz. Generous support for the project was provided by the Rodriguez Fund, the City of Seattle Department of Information Technology, and the Office of Arts and Culture.